Trump steals Kamala's joy, Obama's hope, to have them, Harris must be defeated. By Bradley J. on August 23, 2024. Donald Trump is riding high after Democrats' failure to utilize the Democratic National Convention, DNC, to springboard Vice President Kamala Harris's struggling campaign. The emboldened Republican nominee even stole President Barack Obama and Vice President Kamala Harris's trademark one-word campaign slogans in laying out his American agenda and calling to arms the crowd to vote for him in November. Everyone will prosper, every family will thrive, and every day will be filled with joy and opportunity and hope. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris, Trump told the crowd near the end of his remarks. We must stop her country-destroying liberal agenda once and for all, he added. Obama's historic use of hope, indisputable charm, and call to become the first black president elevated him to the White House over a lackluster candidate in John McCain. Yet Harris seems content to use her joy as the theme of a vibe-focused campaign that, so far, has lacked any significant substance or discussion of the issues. The celebrity-powered DNC had its moments but never recreated the enthusiasm of Obama's two conventions, a sentiment seemingly fueling Trump's elevated mood. Former President Trump seemed noticeably cheerful during events on Friday, charming crowds with his characteristic humor while hammering Democrats' agenda. The Arizona rally focused on border security, with Trump blasting border czar Kamala Harris for failing to stem the escalating tide of migrants flooding illegally into the nation. You've been the worst vice president in the history of our country. You're fired. You're fired. Get out. Get out. Get out, Kamala, Trump said as the crowd erupted. Surprise guest Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s appearance provided an unforgettable and historic moment. Kennedy endorsed Trump earlier in the afternoon, and his appearance on stage launched the crowd into a frenzy with chants of Bobby. Trump's rally attracted 16,200 attendees, according to event organizer Charlie Kirk. Kirk's Turning Point Action co-hosted the rally. Hey, Kamala. Unlike you, we can actually fill up an arena. Kirk posted on X. You had to cover the top row because you couldn't fill it. We checked with the venue, and they say your rally got 10,200 people. We just got 16,200 for ours. Same venue, with less notice. And we didn't have to pay to bus people in. Harris's campaign had goaded Trump, seemingly too soon, for attendance at a prior Harris rally in the same arena on August 9. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.